Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Michelle, and today we're going to be talking to you about the challenge, Season 40 Reunion Part 1, and we're also going to be talking about the traitors. Getting started here today with the reunion, there were quite a few different things that happened. Okay, first of all, Tina came out the gate swinging and like saying that like the show has gone downhill since the OGs weren't there, blah blah blah. And then just Tina had a few segments. Honestly, I'll be honest, I gave her an LVP honorable mention because I just thought she was so extra this episode, making Naya cry, being like so, I mean, Nehemiah is Naya's like ride or die, so expecting her to throw in Nehemiah over her, it was just, I don't know, it was just over the top for me. Oh shoot, I forgot to say the people in attendance, let's start there. The people
Okay.
that were there and the people who weren't there. Okay, so Era One, we had Derek, Rachel, Anissa, Brad, Darrell, Tina, and Jody. So, I mean, a decent showing for Era One, 7 out of 10.
So no Mark, CT, or Katie, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I feel like that's also like weird that Mark, I guess because he was like eliminated so early, and same with Katie, but he
I
seems
think they didn't invite the purged people, right?
besides Amanda.
Yeah, right, Amanda.
Yeah. Era Two had Bananas, Aviv, Laurel, Cara Maria, Derek, Ryan, Emily, and Nehemiah. So they had 8, so everybody but the purged people.
So CT really just didn't show up. So he was invited. He just didn't show up. Okay.
Okay, was he invited? I
I,
mean,
if
not
everyone else was
okay.
invited.
He would be okay. I said that wrong. What did he just not show up? Because I feel like since he was probably like filming or something for something. Because didn't he do like a couple shows?
I don't know.
Like I'm pretty sure he's gonna
I'm
be
not
on like
aware.
Ghost Cooks and stuff. So I don't know. I mean,
CT? Oh, I didn't know that.
I could be wrong, but I think maybe he was filming something. I don't see why else he wouldn't go. I don't know.
Well,
There's like a
he's
lot.
being erratic lately, so that could have been why, right?
That's true. He has been a hot mess lately.
Yeah, so I'm saying maybe he was like in a fight with the girl, or he didn't like, you know, who knows?
Maybe. I wonder when filming was compared to like his unhinged behavior. I'd have to look that up. So in Era Three, we had Jordan, Tori, Avery, Naya, Jonae, and Devin there. So we had 6 of them there. And then we also had Amanda join us and Corey join through video.
I
And then,
don't know who wasn't there from Earth. I couldn't even tell you who wasn't there then. I don't know.
so it would have been Tony wasn't there.
Oh, but he's gonna join on video later.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, he
I
was in the
missed.
preview for part two, pulling down his pants and showing his underwear that
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's right. So, and then who else would have been missing?
who was purged out? I don't know.
Leroy.
Leroy. Yep.
Leroy. And then for Era Four, we had Theo, Olivia, Michelle, Jenny, Josh, and Kylan.
No, Casey.
Okay, see.
I mean, what was she gonna bring to the table? Please, like.
Yeah. But that's only 6. So who else are we missing? That was Polly, obviously, but he was purged. Nerys, but she was purged.
Horacio.
Uh-oh. Well, and he's filming right now, and I mean, not that he would go anyway, but he's also filming Exelon right now.
Know what? That's kind of disappointing because I feel like his elimination episode was one that had people talking the most. Like, I feel like that was like the height of people talking about this season, and nothing really lived up to that. So it's disappointing he's not there.
Especially when production like went to the lengths that they did to show
Clear their names, yeah.
that, yeah, to like show them the elimination and everything. You think that, I mean, maybe it will be brought up. So in the very beginning, also, we had Nehemiah throwing up. They did a finale recap. And then they did this little game where people had to throw like a bean bag onto somebody's face, and then that person had to answer a question. So Michelle had to answer the question, who is the most overrated player? And she said CT.
I couldn't believe that.
I give her an LVP for it.
If she just said it and just came from her mouth and she was like, "Oh my God, guys, I'm so sorry. That was really dumb. What was I thinking?" That's one thing. But she was like, "Let me defend myself." What? All
Yeah.
right.
And then her defense was when I was on Spies, Lies, and Allies, which is the season that he won. Devin was so funny. You're on your own on this one. That I thought that was funny.
That was.
That's cute. Then they bring out Amanda.
Was amazing. She looked so good.
So good. MVP.
I was going to ask, can you give Amanda the MVP?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
MVP.
I love that. I actually was thinking about it just now, and I also have Josh because I felt like he was really level-headed.
Oh, okay. I like
Shockingly,
that.
like shockingly level-headed. Like something's changed with him, I feel like.
I can live with that. I like the Josh mention. I gave my MVP honorable mention though to, hear me out here, Devin.
Oh,
And
no.
I know, he like said that he wasn't an Amanda guy, and like, how could I understand. I understand. But I thought that when he was talking about his relationship with Michelle, he made a lot of sense. And also, my second reason, like, he seemed very sincere and very genuine. And I like the relationship and the way that it's grown. I think that they are two people that work together. So I appreciated that about him. But the biggest reason why I gave him an honorable mention is because of his explanation as to why this thing with Banana started. And like, we've heard it on podcasts, like, we kind of knew that that was what was going on or whatever, about Banana saying he was going to leave at 3 weeks, and Devin saying like, okay, well, I'll double your time I'll give you 6 weeks. If you're still there, then I'm coming for you, because you're trying to like manipulate me right now or whatever. And he didn't think it was necessary, and I thought that it was a really good explanation. So for that reason mainly, I gave him the, well, those two reasons, but I really liked the Bananas explanation the most.
That fight was a little hard to follow. Because why? What was the reason? Because I think I got stuck on, well, what was the reason Bananas gave that he was going to leave after 3 weeks? They're like a
He's
personal
supposed to
reason.
film another show, is what he said.
Oh. So he didn't do that. Got it. See, I didn't know that. Okay, so. Because usually you would think in that moment, Bananas would be like, I confided in you that blah, 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 blah was going on at home. But since he didn't do that, I was like, what was the fucking reason then? So it makes sense that it was another show and they can't really say that on this show. Okay.
Especially if he didn't actually film it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't know. I didn't think either one of them came off well in that argument. I don't know. But I'm also biased. I don't like either one of them, so I'm biased.
I mean, Devin is a lot. So I understand the Devin hate.
Like, and he switched up on Amanda. I didn't like how he switched up on Amanda. And, like, he was, like, all high and mighty talking about her. Like, I'm going to declare right now, I am not an Amanda guy anymore. And then she walks out, and she's, like, had no clue that he felt that way. That's kind of fucked up, no?
Well, yeah, no, I guess I agree with that, especially because they were friends before. That's the thing that's like really not cool about it. But I don't know. I'm not really a reunion guy. I used to be, but I just think that they're like so overproduced. Now that I don't know. I feel like when I was like naive to reality TV and I thought that I'd not so much time. Like I didn't like realize how much time was between things. I really liked reunions, but now that I like see the full scope of like, okay, this is when they started filming, this is when they end filming, this is when it premiered. Now we're like 9 months later, and like I don't know. I'm not a big reunion guy personally, and so because of that, I feel like it's hard for me to pick things, and so that's just what I
You're
picked.
so right. This season's been going on forever. It's like I can't believe there's still episodes somehow airing. You're right.
What other fights did we have? We had
Well, we had Kara and Laurel again.
yeah, Kara and Laurel. We had Corey
Painful.
and
Yeah.
Amanda. I was surprised how much the Challenge USA was mentioned. And it
Yeah, a lot with Josh and Bananas and Corey. Yeah, Josh and Corey.
and even Amanda
Yeah.
a little. So, I don't know. It's the only reason why I notice so much, I feel like, is because not that I n notice, but it hasn't come back. And so I feel like that makes me notice it more because it's like, oh, like this isn't even really, is this still, it's not really a show. It's more, is this still a show? Is it going to be a show? Is this going to help it be a show?
Right.
I don't
I
know.
don't think so. I think it's done.
I think it is too.
It
That's
wasn't
why I
that
was
good.
surprised that they left so many mentions of it in.
Yeah.
We also had Tori versus Josh. I thought that was kind of nice. They seemed to like mend a little bit there. Tina
Yeah,
versus
Tori didn't really annoy me as much as she usually does on this reunion, shockingly.
Okay. I'm about to annoy you, Tori.
Okay.
She did the official challenge podcast,
Okay.
and she said that she has done a thing the last few seasons where when she got second, she wore silver to the reunion. When she got first, she wore gold to the reunion. So this final, obviously, she placed fourth,
Yeah.
but she legitimately, during the final, while she was swimming, pooped her pants. And so she wore brown to the reunion. For the poop.
Oh my God. Okay, never mind. I can't stand her. Oh my God. Her, and you know what? That totally ruins it because I actually, watching it, I was like, she looks the best out of everyone. That's a beautiful color on her. The dress looks so nice on. I literally thought she looked the best of everyone, and now it's just ruined.
I thought that Olivia looked the best. I
Oh,
thought that
I don't
like
remember what I. You know what? Olivia got so little screen time. I don't remember what she.
She was wearing this little like blazer thing that didn't really have like a shirt underneath of it, but and she looked cute. I liked it a lot.
Oh, that's what Jeff Bezos' fiance wore to the inauguration today. I don't know if you saw that. Anyway.
No, I not I I saw a like pictures, but I didn't watch it, so I didn't like I notice what she was wearing or anything.
It's funny, I watched maybe a half hour and I noticed her right away. I'm like, why are you wearing that? But yeah, now that you mention that, I think that's exactly the same outfit Olivia had on. You're right. I do remember
Different events.
it. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. We had Anissa versus Rachel.
was emotional.
Very emotional.
They
And
have so much history, and I don't like siding with Anissa, but I felt her pain.
yeah, I was gonna say Rachel did not take like any accountability, which reminds me, this is so funny, Michelle. Last time when we podcasted, we did not talk at all about Rachel's win.
Yeah, and you're right.
Right on by it.
Yeah. Well, I just don't. I agree with you. She seems to be not admitting that she's wrong in any of these situations, and then everyone around her, like Tina, is like hyping her up. So then she just feels right. Like I don't. Did we see her say like, "Oh, you know what? I was wrong about that about anything this season." I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And this was another example where she could have been like, "You know what, Anissa? I could have considered your feelings more, and I'm sorry," and like left it at that, but she couldn't even do that.
No, she didn't do. Yeah, no, not at all. I was definitely not. I don't think I'm a Rachel fan.
I was one. I don't know what happened this season. I'm not really right now.
And then the other fight that we had was Bananas versus Tori, where it kind of worked things out-ish. I guess what Tori said on the official challenge podcast is like they're cool with each other, like past the game, like outside of the game, they're cool or whatever. But if they were to get back in a game together, she thinks that Bananas would seek revenge.
Definitely, I do too.
I thought it was really interesting. Bananas, the question that he was given was if you could keep one angel, who would it be? And he said Jenny.
I liked his answer though. I thought it was fair.
Yeah, no, totally fair. But I thought he, I mean, I guess did he know about Laurel's karma vote at this point, or did he learn about the karma vote at the reunion? Because I feel like I'm surprised
I don't know.
that he didn't say Laurel.
But was she one of them? Oh yeah, she was.
Yeah. It
Forgot.
was Laura, Jenny, Rachel, and Aviv. But that's good for Jenny as far as like I guess casting goes, because Bananas is I don't know. Actually, I take that back because I saw for season 41, they start filming in February, and Mariah is rumored to be likely.
Does that mean Johnny's not going to show up?
I don't know. He's not on any of the lists, which is weird. So.
Well, we'll see, because it's like, you know what I was thinking? Like, okay, Wes and him did House of Villains, they did Traitors, they did Worst Cooks in America. Have they done all the shows that are kind of in the circuit right now? Like, do they have to now go back to the challenge?
No, I don't think that they have done all the shows. There's still the Anonymous.
I can't imagine that's going to come back. I think like nobody watched that. I don't know. Maybe
I
they
didn't
did.
really watch it, but it comes on after they could do Special Forces. They could do The
I
Goat
did watch Anonymous,
if
but
The
it was
Goat comes back. They could do I don't know. I feel like there's just like a million.
there's a couple more they could do then. Okay, so they
Amazing
didn't
Race.
totally.
They could potentially do Amazing Race. Not that they brought anybody from the challenge, but
I don't like that idea. Amazing Race is like too family friendly.
okay. Well, I don't really watch that show, so I don't know. But I just know that they bring in like a bunch of random
They could
people.
do Deal or No Deal Island. Oh, yeah. That's the other one. I
So
bet they put bananas on Deal or No Deal Island. I could see that.
I listened to, which we'll get into the traders here in a little bit, and I'll talk more about this podcast I listened to. But I listened to Wells' podcast, Your Favorite Things podcast with Wells and Brandi Cyrus. And he said that when the first guy, when it was Boston Rob, came out in the cloak and they had to do a de kill somebody or whatever, and they decided to keep him, he thought it was going to be Bananas. And he was going to kill someone for Bananas.
Oh,
They did
I'm
worse.
glad they didn't bring him back.
And I did actually, I think I mentioned that last time that they did Worst Cooks together, and I looked it up and I was right. Wells did win that and Bananas got second.
Oh.
So your MVP was Amanda. Who was your
And
LVP?
I gave honorable mention to Josh, and then LVP. I had a few that I did like a lot of people that annoyed me, but I don't know why Corey particularly annoyed me.
Corey.
Yeah.
See that? He had a great quote though. He had a great quote. He says to Josh, he says, "Sit down, bro. I have you this worked up and I'm not even in the same country."
Yeah.
So that was my
And then what the hell was
Corey
wrong with
quote.
Nehemiah? What was wrong with Nehemiah? Was he just hungover?
Tori said that it was food poisoning.
Oh no, that sucks.
Yeah. Did you any other you said a couple people were annoying you. Did you have any other LVPs or LVP honorable mentions?
Devin, Laurel. And then even a little bit Kara too, because I'm just so sick of the Laurel and Kara thing. Hopefully that's over, but I doubt it.
I mean, it's not, but if they do
No.
a season, if they don't do a season, if Laurel really keep declines, if Kara's gonna be on.
No, Laurel's been working out again.
Oh. So
She
she's probably
keeps
gonna be on the
posting
fourth.
like, got back in the gym, blah blah blah, first day back. Yeah, she's
Well, good, because she came to this season out of shape. She better get back in the gym if she's gonna be on 41.
I think she realized that she can't hack it like
If
she
it
used
doesn't
to.
work out, yeah. Well, that makes sense. She's in her 30s now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess to recap for mine, I had Amanda as my MVP, Devin as my MVP, all honorable mention. I gave Michelle my LVP, and then I gave Tina an honorable mention. Also, not only for just being like so over the top, but also saying that Jordan doesn't deserve the win when he like absolutely demolished everybody. Like, that's just ridiculous, Tina. And then I gave an LVP honorable mention to Bananas for being so freaking butthurt about Mariah.
That was embarrassing.
I'll just call her Snoraya. Like, get over yourself. I can't stand you. How about your quotes? I know I gave my Corey quote. I have a couple others, only two others, but what quotes did you have?
I agree. There wasn't a lot of great quotes. The only ones I had was during the fight with Anissa and Rachel, and Anissa said, "I want you to write me a letter." Like the apology wasn't good enough. Anissa wanted Rachel to write her a letter.
I love that.
And then the only other one I had, and just because I agree, it's not like it was like entertaining or funny, but just because I agree with it, is Jordan saying, "I should not have been allowed to sneak through like this."
Yeah. I mean, he shouldn't have, except for I think that the thing that allowed him to was the girls. No girls
Yeah.
throw him in.
Yep.
Okay, one of mine is not even a cast member. It was
Okay.
Maria. When Michelle called CT overrated, she goes, "I think my eyeballs just fell out of my face."
Oh, yeah, she was funny.
And then I had Cara Maria, just because I liked that. I felt like she was like maybe the bigger person here when she says, "We are not sisters. I want to get out of this narrative for the rest of my career on the challenge." Like, I'm just glad that she seems like she's like over it.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on the challenge reunion before we move on to traitors?
Is all that's left one more part of this reunion, or is there are they doing a th three part reunion? Just one more part, right?
Okay, I would assume that there's only one part because the following week is when All Stars 5 starts.
Perfect. Okay, great. Can't wait.
So, yeah. And then Tori and Anissa host the official challenge podcast, and I am scared for my little ears because I know I'm going to listen to all of the interviews because I love long form interviews, but I know that they're going to be Lavender Lady haters, and that's going to piss me off. Love my Lavender Ladies.
I
But
know.
also, another thing Tori said on Challenge Mania podcast is that she pulled into her driveway 3 days after filming, and production called her. Or no. not 3 days after filming. She pulled into her driveway, and as she was like still in her car, which is probably an exaggeration, but that's what she claims, she got a phone call from production asking her to leave in 3 days for filming of All Stars 5. And she didn't do it, obviously. But
That is crazy.
they wanted her to be partners with Amanda.
Wow.
I feel
But
like
didn't Amanda decline?
supposedly
Yeah.
maybe they would have, I don't know, given her something if, I don't know. But yeah, Tori thinks that she was supposed to be partnered with Amanda. And yeah.
Well, that would have
Would have
been
tried a little
nice to
harder
have.
if they got Tori on board. I don't know, but I feel like we really missed out. And I'm
Yeah.
really sick of Tori, but I really have been wanting those two as partners in a rival season for like years. And all of the Lavender ladies are there, so it would have been the perfect season for them. Amanda would win if Tori was her partner.
Yeah, it's depressing that Amanda's not on that season.
So, yeah. It's too bad. Okay, so moving on to the traitors. This episode was a pretty good one.
It was the best one I thought out of all four. I was like, okay, this one's doing at least a little bit better.
Yeah, well, they're starting to pick up on things. And like I
Yeah.
said, I listened to like what Wells had to say, so I have a little bit of information from his side of so he thought that Robin was a traitor. But he said that like all of their car rides and everything, they were always with the same people. And so he spent the majority of time with her. And so even though he thought she was a traitor, he wasn't going to call her out at the round table. He was going to like take her a little bit further, basically, until she called him out. So that makes me sad because they could have both stayed. But, and then Dylan was Wells's like number one, and he found out really close to when they went to roundtable that Wells's name was going around and told Wells. And so Wells was gonna like start campaigning for himself and talking to people, and like 5 minutes later they went to roundtable, so he like really didn't have any time after he found out his name was being talked about. So that's unfortunate. He said, and I really wish he would have made it through so that we could have seen what happened with this, because it would have been such iconic TV. But he kind of knew that Wes was going to give him his the safety, the shield, because even Wes said it, but he said that because of bananas and because he watched the challenge and he didn't watch Big Brother or Survivor, he didn't know who Derek or Boston Rob were. And so he said that like 90% of, which is also again probably an exaggeration, but 90% of the coins that were Wes's that got him freed were from Wells, and like the others, a lot were from Ion, because Wells was looking working really closely with her. Is that how you say her name, Ion?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And so they were working really closely together, and so their plan was Wes would give Wells the shield, and then they would tell everybody that they gave it to Ion, so that then they would like try to kill Wells and not Ion, because they thought she had the shield, but really Wells would have the shield and he wouldn't be able to be murdered.
Oh,
That was the plan.
I like that.
It got ruined because he got banished.
Yeah, the boot order is just so bad. It's really painful.
I know, it really is. I'm sorry about your guy, Jeremy.
I'm just very upset about that.
He got
But
killed. This
I had a feeling it was coming because it was like they I think they were gonna waste a kill on Nikki or Sierra. I don't know. Like as soon as he got for the coffins, I was like, oh, he's done. I kind of knew.
Another thing that Wall said was he thought that like 90% of the people, like I guess they didn't really show it, but what's your housewife girl's name that got killed first? Dorinda.
Dorinda.
Yeah. So I guess she was being like super extra and like wasn't super nice to people. And so he was like 90,
Dorinda.
what?
That's just Dorinda.
Yeah. Well, like, he was like 90% sure she was going to be the person that was banished. So he thought it was super weird that the traitors killed her because everybody thought she was a traitor.
Yeah, that's just Dorinda. Wow. So you're telling me even if she didn't get murdered, they were probably going to banish her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess she just rubbed the wrong murderer the wrong way.
Yeah.
So
So who did you have for your MVP of this episode?
I had two.
Okay.
I gave one to Gabby.
She's doing great on the show.
She is. She's doing really good, and she hears the Danielle's voice in the bookcase. I mean, you wouldn't think to ask this in real time, so I understand why she didn't. But I wish she would have like dug deeper into the like when were you in the bookcase type thing. Like, was it opened when you went in? Because when she heard Danielle's voice, it was still closed. So that was the only thing I really think that she could have done differently, but I understand like in the moment how you don't put that together at all.
Right.
But I think she's playing really great and she's so funny. I'm loving her and her Bambies. And yeah, I think she's doing awesome. And my other MVP is Dylan, for just knowing what's going on and playing the game right. Potentially not wanting to say anything about Bob the drag queen when nobody else was, I think was a smart move. But then after Rob started speaking out, like also saying something about him and having his back, kind of piggybacking off of it, I think these two are just playing the best game out of everyone, really, is why I gave them the MVP, both Gabby and Dylan.
Yeah, they are. They're both doing great.
How about you? Who is your MVP?
I put Nikki because I thought she defended herself well when she had some votes against her and some heat on her.
Yeah, I can see that. She did a really good job. Who was it that was accusing her again?
Wes was one of them.
Oh, that's right. Wes.
Although Wes had a good moment at the end where he's like, how would someone know that 100% that someone's a traitor? Like basically saying, why was Boss and Rob so confident in that?
That was one of my quotes. How do you 100% know if someone is a traitor?
Yep.
Yep. How about your LVP?
Don't that was hard. I gave it, I don't know, actually. I don't want to give it to Bob the drag queen
I
because
did.
he had such an iconic exit. You know what I mean? It was more
Yeah.
entertaining. So I hate to do it. So maybe I'll just give it to Danielle
Okay.
for, I don't know. I don't like, I thought it was very obvious. She's been talking about, like, everyone knows that Jeremy's been saying her name and then she kills Jeremy. I just thought that was like an obvious dumb move.
And
And
like
she got
nobody
caught by
else wanted
Gabby.
to kill Jeremy, really.
Yeah.
I mean, like Rob was like okay with it, but I don't think he wouldn't have.
It was for Danielle. Yeah, it was for Danielle. So I'll give it to Danielle, unfortunately.
Okay,
Cause
that.
only because Bob had such an iconic exit. I really thought it was great. He's like, because I don't believe in God. I did swear to God, but I don't believe in God.
Yeah,
Like,
he's
shit.
good. He's good. I mean, iconic, like great reality TV personality. I thoroughly enjoyed him, but I gave him the LVP because he got caught so early.
Yeah, he did too much. That's all you have to say.
But I don't want to say that he did too much because, like, I like the too much.
Yeah, right.
So it's, yeah. But he got caught too early. But I gave an LVP honorable mention. This might be controversial. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Rob.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. He
I
did went
just,
too hard fast.
yes, like way too hard at the round table.
And then Bob made it very obvious that Rob's a traitor too. He said three or four things. He's like, just remember, guys, I've never told a lie. Like he was like making it so blatantly obvious that Rob was a traitor too. So I think Rob's done more.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of hope he goes next. I hope that what happens is that they don't recruit anybody. They go down to three traders and they just like leave it to three. And then Rob goes next episode and then they recruit somebody and they keep it three. I like three traders, I think, more than four. Four is a
Four is
lot.
too much. Yeah, four is too much.
Did you have any quotes this episode?
I don't know why, but Danielle, instead of saying ride or die, she kept saying Bob's my ride and die. And I don't know why that was cracking me up because I think it's because they're both playing so horribly. I'm like, this is so true. You guys are both gonna ride and die because you're so awful at this.
Literally. So,
And then
which is like so disappointing because when I first saw really both of them as traders, I thought that they would be like good.
I
I
know, me
thought
too.
Danielle would be good, and I thought he would be, I was hoping he'd be like a Phaedra, like entertaining like that.
Yeah. I mean, he was, but he just was like not also not good at being a traitor.
Right. Unlike Phaedra. But she also had her housewives to protect her a little bit. Because none of
Yeah.
them would have suspected it.
Yeah, because they all liked her. Yeah.
It's a difference.
And then okay, my other one was when Dolores said, "Good job, Dylan, and listen, your brother's a good actor," because Bob
Oh.
attacked Zac Efron.
That is funny. Oh, I didn't catch that. That's, or may, if I did, I didn't put it in whatever. That's good. That's good. I like that. I had the contrast to that as one of my quotes. When Dylan, Bob is an amazing actor. I grew up with an actor. Bob, not a good one.
That was so uncalled for.
But a great quote.
Yep.
But even he said, like he like tweeted, like that was so out of pocket.
Yeah.
Any other quotes?
I said the one that Bob said about, listen, it was a lie because I don't believe in God. I'm a traitor. And then the other one, Rob kept messing up Bob's name instead of saying Bob the drag queen. He kept saying drag queen Bob. I don't know why. That was also killing me.
That is funny. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so besides my like Dylan, Bob, and Wes ones that I have already said, I have Sierra. She says, if I survive this, I'm coming full force until I find them. All of them. Fuck you, respectfully. And I don't know Sierra, but this is the first time that I've really seen her. Even her, if she's being a confessional gangster, it's the first time I've seen like any personality out of her. So I was like, okay, girl, like, hopefully we start to see you. I'm liking this side of you.
She's like very nice. I don't know. I don't. We'll see how she
She's
this
nice. I don't understand. Why is she cast on the show then?
because I'll tell you. The rumor is that Lindsay from Summer House was cast, but Lindsay
She was
was
pregnant.
pregnant.
Okay.
And then the rumor is Dorinda found out Lindsay was pregnant and then ratted her out to the producers.
So they just picked her
They probably had it. They were like, well, we need a
last
summer
minute.
person. So they scrambled and got Sierra.
Interesting. Okay.
That's the, I don't know. I don't know. That's the rumor.
So one thing that I wish that the traders did, and I know that this isn't the point and it would never happen. But I really wish in the beginning episode it would go through each person and be like, why are you a traitor? Like, Sandoval, this is what he did. Boston Rob, these are his crimes. Like, I don't know.
Like the suspicious things they've done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that they would do that. And then I had a Gabby quote. She says, "If I had to pick one person to be a traitor today, it would be Danielle." It can change in like 5 seconds, though.
Yeah, I think Danielle's gonna fall next.
Before Boston Rob?
I don't know. 'Cause Gabby's so onto her, and Gabby is like very, she has a lot of friends, no?
I think that if the traders were smart, they would pick one of the Bambies, maybe Chriselle. Or actually, what would be the smartest is Gabby, which I don't want to say that, but it's true. Or Nikki, like somebody who is already suspecting to be a traitor. Because who was it? Dylan said that he thought
Dylan's
Gabby
next
was a traitor.
target is Gabby and Bob, the other Bob. That's what he said.
And I don't understand why do you think Gabby's a traitor?
I
Dylan.
don't know. I thought it was so weird. Like he was so on it, and then he's like, yeah, it's got to be Bob and Gabby. I'm like, what?
Or did he just
Okay.
say that to throw whoever off because it doesn't make any sense?
No, it was to Rob, and he's like, loves Rob now.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Who do you think they would recruit?
A housewife, maybe? Maybe Dolores?
Oh, because everybody already thinks there's a housewife.
To get, yeah, get some variety, right?
Well, one thing Will said is that everybody, just like based on like numbers, everybody thought that there was for sure a housewife was a traitor because there were so many of them there.
Yeah, it has to be someone they can frame. Maybe Sandoval, because they could frame Sandoval.
Sandoval is an idiot. He was like ready to like hail down to Boston Rob before Wes was like, how do you know that he's a traitor?
Yeah.
Now he should be hailing down to Wes. But here's the thing that I think about Boston Rob, and really the LVP honorable mention of it all for me is yeah, you want to get some of the other traders out, but not only did he go at it too hard, he went at it way too early for the people that are there. If it was just like a bunch of Sandovals there that are gonna like all hail Boston Rob for getting this traitor out, then yeah, sure, like maybe it wasn't too early. But he knows there are other gamers there. Like, he knows that Derek is there. He knows that Wes is there. Obviously, they got Jeremy out. Maybe that's part of the reason why he was okay with killing him. He wants to get the gamers out. I don't know. It's weird. I'm not feeling his gameplay. What did you think about the mission and like how many people were allowed to be safe?
I didn't think it was very fair.
I
Because
thought it was way
even
too.
Ellen was like, all the guys are safe, like all guys are safe, you know? I think at the end Dolores got it, but it was mostly the guys.
It was six guys and four girls. So it was Tom, Rob, Bob H, Bob the drag queen, Dylan, Wes are the six guys. And then the four girls that got it were Brittany, Danielle, Chriselle, and Dolores.
It's just not fun because then it's like only a few people are at risk.
I like the idea of towards the beginning there being a large amount of people that are safe. But I feel like they just did that in the first mission where there was only like six people or whatever who were up to be murdered. So I think like one time is enough for me in that like kind of twist. I don't need it twice. I don't need that many people to be safe. I prefer like the two or three shield missions, I think.
Yeah, it was too many.
I agree. And it makes it like they have four traitors. Like, that's way too many people. I guess Danielle and Bob the drag queen and Rob. So Caroline was the only traitor that didn't have a shield. Are you liking this season?
Not as much as last season, but
It's because
I
of the
like
boot order, I feel.
it's the boot order, and then like last season, some of my favorite people of all time were on that cast, so they're just not gonna top that.
Okay, so who are your some of your favorite people from last season?
Janelle,
Oh.
Trishelle, CT, Phaedra, like I loved them all before. And then this season, I'm like, I really love Dorinda. I really love Jeremy. Okay. I liked Tony. I liked Danielle, but she's acting like a fool. I like Brittany, but she's not on the show. So it's kind of hard.
I like Brittany, but she's not on the show. That's funny.
Like, she's edited out of the show.
Yeah, no, she's a complete non-factor.
But she's playing smart, because that's what you have to do to make it far. Just play like dumb and just go with the group, and then at the end, like come out at the end.
Yeah, no, I mean, that does mean potentially when the numbers dwindle, she'll get a lot more screen time. Hopefully it's not over for your girl.
Yeah.
But she hasn't like made, I
She
don't
didn't
know.
do anything yet. Yeah, she hasn't done anything.
Yeah. We don't even know who she's like friends with. It's unfortunate. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts about either of these two shows?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I've been watching Special Forces, and I'm not going to go into it because I know that you're going to watch it, but all I'm going to say is that it's a really good season. A lot of people are eliminated quickly, but I still think it's a good season, and I'm really enjoying it. So that's all I'll say about that.
Okay, I'm gonna try to watch it.
All right, well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.